From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is now implementing new travel rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. U.S. consular officials will proceed with the visa applications for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. This follows the U.S. High Court partially reinstating an executive order by President Trump limiting travel. Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe cable TV show Friday, host Mika Brzezinski responded to President Trump's inflammatory tweets about her a day earlier that has drawn widespread condemnation of Mr. Trump.
The president's tweets, whether they're personally aimed at me or aimed at me in some way, that doesn't bother me one bit. It does worry me about the country. And I know we have Richard Haass with us. He appears to have a fragile, impetuous, childlike ego that we've seen over and over again, especially with women. It's like he can't take it. And I saw this happening yesterday in real time.
Brzezinski on Friday expressed worry about the country at a time that the president is so, in her words, so easily played. The White House is defending President Trump's ridiculing of Brzezinski, a well-known television commentator.
I think that the president has been attacked mercilessly on personal accounts by members on that program. And I think he's been very clear that when he gets attacked, he's going to hit back. I think the American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, and who's a fighter. And that's Donald Trump. And I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This is VOA News. NATO allies have agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan, and U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the alliance has filled nearly three-fourths of the gaps and requirements for their mission in Afghanistan. Reporters asked Mattis for his thoughts on the Afghan war.
You never step in the same stream twice. By that, I mean what the war was doing 15 years ago is not what it's doing today. Looking back on it, it's pretty much a consensus that we may have pulled our troops out too rapidly, reduced the numbers a little too rapidly. But the difference today is that the Afghan army is actually able to carry the fight, and they've been carrying the fight for some time now.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said 15 nations have already pledged additional contributions to the NATO mission to Afghanistan, and further announcements from other nations are expected. A trial is underway in Japan for three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company, operator of the Fukushima nuclear plant, on charges of professional negligence resulting in death and injury. All three have pleaded not guilty in connection with the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The charges against the executives are linked to the deaths of 40 hospital patients who were evacuated from the Fukushima area and later died. The European Union has pledged to support Italy as it continues to admit thousands of migrants who are crossing every day from North Africa across the Mediterranean. Italy has threatened to shut its ports to foreign registered boats carrying migrants. So far this year, nearly 80,000 people have made the journey and more than 2,000 have died. Get more on the story from Henry Ridgewell.
Most of the tens of thousands of people plucked from the Mediterranean this week have been taken to ports on the Italian coast. They are severely dehydrated, usually malnourished, and suffering from infections and skin diseases. Marcella Cray of Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from the group's rescue ship, Aquarius, as it disembarked over 1,000 migrants at the Italian port of Corigliano Calabro.
We also see the results of people actually being physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, tortured.
Italy's representative to the European Union has warned the situation is unsustainable and threatened to stop vessels of other countries from bringing migrants to its ports. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
China has expressed its displeasure with the U.S. sale of $1.4 billion in arms to Taiwan and wants Washington to revoke the move. China's foreign ministry spokesman said Taiwan is an indispensable part of China's territory and we firmly oppose this arms sale to Taiwan. Beijing considers self-ruled Taiwan a renegade province. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.